back in the house of the Lord tonight. You know, Sunday was a good day. Sunday night, Brother Randy preached me just out of the blue. And the Lord come in. I got filled up. One of the services, I got filled up. Standing there preaching, I got filled up, Brother Jerry. I don't know what it did for anybody else. I couldn't sleep that night. When you get filled up, you have trouble sleeping. Sunday night, I didn't sleep good all the way into Monday morning. And I praise the Lord for that filling. You don't get it too much nowadays. And when you include the Spirit of God, He'll come in. They were just mind the Spirit again. I had a few thoughts on my mind, but I'm going to go to Jeremiah chapter 10. Read a few verses starting in verse 10. Hey, we'll see where the Lord takes us, Brother Jerry. I've got a few thoughts. Just pay attention to the power. We're all witnesses today, but pray attention to the power. Believe me, I was climbing around on ladders and scalping all day, or hanging lights and fixing lights. We're the light of this world today. He sent Jesus back. You can read about it in the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. You can read about where Jesus was coming. He was going to be the light. He was the light. And then He come along, and He left His disciples for the light. Then Paul come along, Paul seen the light, Paul became the light, and then it fell down on us, we became the light. Brother Jerry got me started on that piece back in Revelation chapter 11, and there's going to be two witnesses in the end. And they're going to be the one that's going to bring the word out to them. That's going to be the same gospel, but a different kind. That's going to be the next gospel. That's going to be for them people to get saved. But when they're said and done, they're out of here, that's it. And I love the Lord tonight. I'll start reading in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At His wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide His indignation. Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even thou, they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by His power. He has established the world by His wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by His directions. And that's what the Lord would have me to read tonight. He wants to know tonight. And He's got the all-seeing eye. And He's got this same under control. He's got the power. He has the power since the beginning. And we know we got a bunch of other stuff trying to move in. It's just Bible prophecy tonight. Think about tonight. We got a God. He's got all the power. He made everything we got, Brother Barry. He gave you the breath you got, the being you got. Go back in Acts chapter 17, verse 28. He said He give us this living being in us. He give us the breath of life that we're breathing today. It's time coming up. Let's remember what Christmas really means tonight. That's when He sent His Son down. He come down. And Mary was conceived. Mary conceived Him through the Spirit as the angel came down. That's where we got our breath of life tonight, Brother Jerry. That's where our breath of life is, Brother Eric, tonight. It's in Jesus tonight. He come down as a little baby. That's what it's about. That's what Christmas is about. The birth of our Savior. A little while longer, 30-some years later, we know what He done up on the cross. How He started and how He went. But that day when we got our breath of life, that's the power we're looking for tonight. That's where our power should be in this world today. Should be in Jesus. You can't go wrong with Jesus. But tell everybody else, you try everything else in the world, try Jesus tonight. Jesus is that breath of life for us tonight. He has all the power. God sent Him down. He gave it to Him to take. He went up on that cross and He died for us. He shed His blood. And they nail scarred His hands and His feet. And He pierced His side. And that blood shed down on Calvary for us. So we have the opportunity to meet Him at the foot of the cross every day. When you wake up, when you eat, when you go to bed, whenever you want to pray, you can pray. You've got the opportunity tonight because that blood went to the foot of that cross. For us, we can talk to the Savior. We can get back in line with Him. We can let our light burn bright. God love the Lord. His Spirit's always good. But let's remember tonight, He has all power. There's nothing going on in this world that He don't got control of. He lets it happen. Whatever's happening, He's got a reason for it. He loves us
much more.
Amen.
He's good to us. I can't get out of the book of Acts. I've been reading it. I went back through about a month ago and started reading it over again.
Yeah.
Hey, when I was laid up hurt at home a few years ago, I really took that book and took 3 months and studied it out. But I don't care what you study, you can always miss stuff.
That's right.
The Lord's good to us. Hey, in Acts chapter 26, hey, we're going to talk about Paul. Hey, he's telling about. And I'm going to talk about a witness. We're going to talk about the power of the Lord tonight. There's also the power of Satan tonight, too, out in this world. But hey, that's bad. There's good and evil spirits. Hey, there's an evil spirit in us. But what we got to do is we keep it under subjection.
Yeah.
And every time it pops up, you got to keep it under subjection.
How do we do that?
A little small voice inside us, the comforter that Jesus left with us, helped us knock that down. Keep it under subjection.
Because
it'll flare up all the time.
Amen.
That's all we do. It lives in us. We can't get rid of it. It's in its own flesh.
Amen.
I want to read right here. Acts 26. You might want to follow. Verse 16. He told Paul here, we know Paul, in verse 15 I'll start, he said, and he come, and I'm just going to read 13. At midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven. This is Paul giving his testimony to King Agrippa.
Yeah.
I saw a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and then journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? He knew. And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecute.
Yeah.
Listen, but rise and stand up on thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. To make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. Listen, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inherit among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at tonight, Brother Jerry. That's where that power's at tonight. And that power's in God tonight. It's in God tonight. Hey, Jesus come down and showed Saul that power. Hey, we know every one of us know about Saul. We know about Paul.
Yeah.
Hey, we know what he done to the Jews. We know what he done to the church. How he kicked them around. Hey, we know he got permission here on the road to Damascus. We were on the road to Damascus back a little bit more, 13th chapter Acts, somewhere in there. Hey, when he got permission from the priests and stuff, written permission to go after them. Hey, he done went after them, scared all the Christians away, and the Christians went to other towns and cities and started witnessing. He went after them. He was going to bring them back. He'd bring them back, and they put them to death, or put them in prison, or whatever it may be at that time. And the Lord was able to take him and get his attention through his power. Jesus, through his power, stopped him on the road to Damascus and showed him what he needed to do and what he wanted him to do. And Paul even said one time, hey, all these people recognize me. They know what I've done. But the Lord was still able to use him and bring him to what he had done and turned him toward him tonight. Hey, turn him to that good spirit, evil spirit, from the evil spirit to the good spirit. Hey, that's what I'm talking about tonight. That's the power of God tonight. Hey, one right here. Hey, to save him from the power of Satan and the power of God. Hey, we can receive remission and forgiveness of sin so we can inherit that heavenly home tonight. That holy home we're going to. Heaven tonight. Hey, I listened to a song on the way down here. Some called heaven, some called home. Hey, it's home tonight, Brother Jerry. Born again tonight, you're ready to go, and your name's recorded. Hey, you're going there. Hey, that's your home tonight. It is heaven, but that's your home truly tonight.
Amen.
Hey, when we talk to other people, we talk about heaven, but tonight that's truly my home.
Yep.
Hey, I'm just journeying right here, trying to walk with the Lord. As Paul was on that road, I'm just on this road tonight. Hey, I come down off the mountain, down 52, down an old squirrely road right there in the dark all the way. And it's raining up on the mountain, and it's slick down through there, wet and dark. Hey, but we're on this road for the Lord. Hey, he said right here, he said, but rise and stand up on my feet. Hey, don't just rise and stand in these last days. Hey, we're near. We're getting posted in, Brother Jerry. He wants us to take a stand.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. about tonight. Through His power, we can take a stand tonight.
Right, yeah.
Through the power of Jesus, through the God the Father, right, through Jesus is where that power is tonight.
Yeah.
And we don't want to forget that. We seem to forget that. We put our power in men or something. We put our power in presidents and stuff. But, we put our power in people running for president.
Yeah.
We put our power in just everything else. And it talks about strange gods. If you want to go ahead and read, wherever we was reading, it'll come down and start talking about both images and stuff like that, and idols. And that's where we're at today in this world.
Yeah.
They would come back in. Hey, back here in Isaiah, hey, that's all prophecy. He said it was going to happen, and it's happening.
Yeah.
It's here. It's on us. But He said, rise and take a stand, basically.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what Paul done.
Yeah.
And we know that Paul went.
Yeah.
He finally finished that battle, didn't he, Brother Jerry?
Right, yeah.
He collected up on that power.
Yeah.
That power represents the Lord Jesus Christ tonight.
Amen.
And it says that you can be sanctified.
Amen.
Forgiveness of your sins. You know, He is our being. He is our strength.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read this one verse out of Acts here. For in Him we live and move and have our being.
Yeah.
As certain also of your own poets have said, we are also His offspring.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's devices. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent.
Amen.
It says in this Acts chapter 17, verse 31, because He has appointed the day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom He has ordained.
Yeah.
Wherefore He has given assurance to all men that He has raised Him from the dead.
Amen.
And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. Others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. Paul departed from them among them, howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed. Hey, you know what? They joined on to him.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, they mocked him. And they mocked Jesus.
Yeah,
when Jesus was hanging on the cross, the Bible says they mocked Him, railed, waved, and everything at Him. Right? Shake the fingers and their hands at Him. They done everything to Him. And they done it to Paul here. And the Bible said, we're going to suffer because Jesus suffered.
Yeah.
And we're going to suffer here too because Jesus suffered.
Amen.
If you stand for Jesus, you're going to suffer in this walk of life.
Amen.
Hey, if you take a stand, if you rise and stand, you're going to suffer. Hey, Paul, he took many beatings.
Yeah.
He was thrown in prison many times.
Yeah.
But think about it tonight. They said God winked at their ignorance.
Right.
Hey, God will take the things that brings the thing that this world and use it for His good, Brother Jerry. He can take the simplest thing we think stupid and use for His good tonight. And He said, He's appointed a day for this judgment. Hey, you were singing a song here, and that word, I heard the word judgment in it there a minute ago. There's a judgment coming. Hey, we need to escape. And we need to enter the pearly city, the pearly gates, Brother Jerry. And the only way to escape that, we're going to have to go through this judgment tonight. And we've got to take account. Everything we do is recorded, whether it's good or evil.
Yeah.
That tonight, hey, I'm going to be on the good side, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, but all I can do is get rid of the old evil stuff on me and lay it down at the foot of that cross and give it to God tonight. And put that old evil spirit under subjection. And knock it down every time it pokes its head up tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, but He is our being. He give us everything. Hey, you think that Godhead is like unto gold and silver and stone engraved by art, man's devices. He tells us in the last days to watch out for the man's devices. Hey, where are we at today, Brother Jerry?
Right.
Man's devices have got a hold of us in this world. Hey, they don't want to hear about Jesus no more.
Yeah.
They don't want to shut our church doors to what it's coming to. Hey, we got to watch everything that comes in. Hey, you can't even go to the grocery store no more without thinking you may get shot. You can't even live in your own house anymore. Somebody may come in and kill you. Hey, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to stand for the Lord. They may come to my house.
Man.
They may drag me out and shoot me right in the head. Hey, but I'll be in glory.
Man.
I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to take that stand He's talking about. And if they drag you out of your house and they put you out of your misery in this walk, you'll be with the Lord.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, they're doing that over in foreign countries to people.
Mm-hmm.
They're losing their life for the Lord. There's a lot of that to be said about. But we know at times that they mocked.
Yeah.
They mocked Jesus. They mocked Paul. Right here they was mocking Paul. We know they're mocking us today.
Yeah.
You can walk through somewhere.
Yeah.
I worked up there at a little store and helped them a little bit up there. And you can tell, the group of gangs up there in the morning, you come in there and you get to hear them talk, they'll mock you because they know what you stand for.
Yeah.
They do it right there in front of you, but I think they're doing it behind your back. They don't understand what you can hear. They don't understand the Lord gave you a spirit you can hear. You can hear what's going on. Hey, he tells us to be ready to give an answer for anybody that asks a question.
Yeah.
And that's where we need to be. Hey, he lets us hear what's going on. Hey, I preached the other night. Hey, the Lord's in front of us. He's behind us. He's on the side. He's on the top and the bottom. Hey, we're in a bubble. That's kind of like in a bubble. You ever seen that movie where that boy was in a bubble? That's kind of the way Jesus wants us tonight. He wants to be all around us tonight. He's got us right here. He's guiding us tonight. Hey, you talk about in the 23rd Psalms. Hey, they're talking about in the 23rd Psalms all the way. It's 6 verses long. But for 5 of them, it's talking about the Lord leading you. It's talking about the Lord leading us. Hey, it's talking about the Lord helping us. But it's talking about the Lord leading us. And He's taking them reins. And He's leading us like a horse. And we'll let Him. We'll let Him in our life and let Him lead us. But you get down to the 6th verse of that 23rd Psalm, and it says it's following you. It says He's following you then. It changes to following then. He comes up for all the... He said He was following for all the days of my life. Hey, didn't He?
Yeah.
Think about that. 5 verses, He's talking about leading us. Getting us in the direction He wants us to go. And the last one, He comes around, He's following us.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you do back there with these people? And He had that cloud.
Yeah.
And that, and the, during the day, and the fire during the night.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what He was doing right there. He had them covered, didn't He?
Yeah.
That same thing right there. Hey, David was crying out right there. Hey, we're crying out today. We need help. We need You, Lord. We want to be on Your side. We want You right here in the wheel of our life. I want You right here in my life. I want You to guide me tonight. Hey, I fall short every day, Brother Jerry. David, that's the only way I know to stay close and stay just as humble, just as bold as dirt can be. It's the only thing I know, walk close to God. Because if you let that other old spirit pop up, and you don't keep it under subjection, you can't walk close to God.
Yeah.
Hey, He won't honor it. He wants you to be a vessel meant for His use. He wants you with a clean, fervent heart tonight so He can use you. He wants you to testify and be that light in the world.
Amen.
Hey, so hey, you can show the power of God.
Amen.
Hey, so you can witness like Paul did down through here and tell them what's coming. And hey, Jesus did raise from the dead. And they was mocking right here. They was mocking the resurrection right here. Hey, you can't do that. Ain't going to go nowhere that way. That's old Satan. In this time, as we're talking about Paul, he was a mighty man for the Lord. And we know back there he said he finished his race. You know what? We're not finished with ours yet. We're still walking here.
Amen.
I can't get back. I can't get away from that verse somewhere a minute ago. It told us to rise. Stand up.
Yeah.
And if you go back, we'll get back to the very verse in Revelation. Talk about them last witnesses.
Yeah.
I'm going to go read that here in a minute. Hey, power.
Yeah.
Power of God's in there. What I'm talking about tonight is the power of God. Not our power. It's not about us tonight. We got to get us out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm nothing. I'm nothing without the Lord. I can do nothing without the Lord. When I realize I'm nothing, He will use me. You got to stay that way. We're nothing. He's all. He's got all power. We have no power. Look how the power's going out here. Man's trying to pull it. He thinks he's got the... Hey, if man thinks he's in control of this world, why can't he get the weather under control? He can't control the rain or the storms or the hurricanes and the tornadoes. He can't control that. If man can control that, we wouldn't have it.
Right.
We wouldn't have it. God can control that. That's what tells me God's got all power.
Yeah.
But we need to stand up. We know what we need to fight for.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to fight. You know, it's not our battle. We're just a soldier in this.
Yeah.
We're a soldier for the Lord. It's His battle.
Yeah.
He said, let Him use you. He said, get out of the way. Let Him use you how He'd use you. It's His battle. We're just a soldier. Hey, we're just a weapon for Him. He uses us how He'd want if we'd let Him do it. I'm going to read here in Revelation chapter 11. Jerry, I can't get away from you. You got me started on it. There's all kinds of power in here. I'm going to read chapter 11. revelations. And these were given me. You know, talk about the power of revelations. John, the Lord called him up, showed him all this. He got to see heaven already. And told him to write it down. Look at the power. If that don't excite somebody, how would you like to get called up by the Lord and say, hey, record this, write this down. This is important. I get to read about them pearls and them gates, and I'm reading on that right now. And it talks about one big one. That was the same one, I believe. I'm still studying on that, Lord. I just started on it. But that excites me. Gates and pearls. 12 of them. And these was given me a reed like unto a rod. And the angel stood, saying, rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which was without the temple, leave out, and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devour the enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must, or this man will be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in those days of their prophecy, and have power. We're talking about power tonight. Over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. When they shall have finished their testimony, talk about finishing that testimony. Paul got done with his. Jesus got done. Paul got done. All the prophets got done with them. Hosea and all of them. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half and shall not suffer their bodies to be put in graves. Listen to this next verse. And they that dwell upon earth shall rejoice over them and make merry and shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on earth. After 3 days and a half, the Spirit, listen, here's where the power is. They lay there 3.5 days. The Spirit of life from God entered into them. And they stood up on their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come here. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And in the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake there were slain many men, 7,000. And the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. Think about it tonight, this power right there. Hey, what happened? And all of a sudden they're dead 3.5 days. And the Spirit of God come back in and raised them back up. Hey, that's a picture. Hey, at this time we may have already, hey, I'm not a Bible scholar, we may have went on and done and experienced what we're reading here, though, about being raised up with the Lord into them clouds. But you can get excited when you read this right here, the Spirit of God. It said, the Spirit of life. Well, what is the Spirit of life tonight? Hey, the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, the Spirit of life tonight. Hey, that's where we're going to live. That's who we want to see. Hey, I just want to enter in there and see His face one time, Jerry. That'd be enough for me. It'd be worth it all. Hey, for what He done up on the cross, up on the Calvary's mountain. Hey, I'm happy tonight about that blood. I'm excited about the blood every time I read about it. Hey, but look right there in verse 10. Hey, they was giving out presents and stuff. And it wasn't for the good. It was because they witnessed to them and they got mad at them. Hey, there you are today. That is where we're at today. If you get out and talk in the group, hey, they'll get mad at you and shut you out. Hey, I'm pretty much shut out everywhere up on home. I just got four or five people I can go visit anymore. Hey, the rest of them don't want nothing to do with me. Hey, including my wife's family next door. Hey, they won't talk to me no more, Brother Jerry. Hey, it's just the things you put around your house and the way you act. Hey, it convicts them. Yeah. That's what it's supposed to do tonight. That's why they want to back up. Hey, we don't want to do anything. It convicts us. We want to do the other thing. Yeah. Hey, what was they doing here? They were buying gifts and giving to one another because these two guys were dead now. They're alive now. They're away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For what the Lord did. He come and lifts them up, the Spirit of life. Lifts them up into heaven upon that cloud, Brother Jerry. Anywhere you think that's the same cloud we're going to? I don't know. But I just think about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Soon enough, where you going to step out? Just talking about that.
Amen.
That guy singing that song there. Hey, that's going to be the call.
Yeah.
Got trumpet. Lord's good to us. Yeah. It's all the time. When the God's involved with His power and stuff and things is going the way He wants it, He's always rejoicing. It'll happen just the way He wants it. And He's going to set this thing, He set this thing up a long time ago, and it's going to happen just the way He wants it. And we're going to go to a place called heaven. If you're born again and ready. Hey, but you know, He left a lot of things. I just had to read that piece of Scripture because He showed me the power how He raised them up again after being dead 3.5 days. He raised them up. That's the power of God. He's in control of it. We started reading about the power way back there. He's got the power. He's going to keep the power all the way to the end. Hey, somebody said, hey, who put God in charge? God put God in charge. How do you know He's in charge? Hey, because ever since I started reading this Bible, He was the one who I've read about. Hey, that's the breath of life right there.
Yeah, amen.
He put the breath of life in. Think about it tonight. That's all I know. Every years that goes back, thousands of years.
Amen.
He brought the breath of life into us.
Yeah.
And it's told us that all through the Bible.
Yeah.
That we ought to be thankful when our feet hit the floor every morning.
Mm-hmm.
You open your eyes every morning laying in bed, you ought to be thankful.
Yeah.
But the Lord. Oh, Brother Ron got me going there on that Thanksgiving deal. I mean, it's 365 days a year, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Every minute, every second. We need to be a praising God.
Amen.
Every chance you get, if you've got an extra breath, praise your Lord.
Yeah.
He's good to us.
Amen.
I'm going to close out right there. I didn't know how the Lord was going to go.
But
I like to remember He's got all power.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm nothing without Him.
Yeah.
Can't stand here tonight without Him.
Amen.
Can't understand that word without Him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no Bible scholar. Whatever He gives me, He gives me. But I do appreciate my brother. Gave me a chance. I appreciate him for using the young preachers. They don't get a chance anymore. Appreciate my pastor, Randy, using them young preachers, give them a chance.
Yeah.
I don't got to preach. I don't go looking, and I've got to. The Lord will do it whenever He wants it.
Yeah.
I don't advertise. If you advertise, you get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Lord's good to us. Think about it tonight, though. The season coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Where our power comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Our power comes from on high.
Amen.
Jesus comes from on high. He was already up there. Now He's back up sitting right on the right hand side of the Father again. He's going to come back and get us someday. That's the power that God gives
him.
He's going to turn it all over to Him, isn't he? He's going to take care of it. But we do have a judgment coming someday. We got to be ready for that. We need to do whatever the Lord would have us to do. We need to have our hearts clear so we can be a vessel meant for His use. He won't honor sin. If you've got sin in your life, He won't use you. He won't honor it. He's not us sin. He don't like it. We have an advocate with the Father that we can get rid of. I love the Lord. You know what? When you open your eyes in the morning, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You may be sick and coughing, but you're still going.
Yeah.
Like you said, whatever is said and done, like Paul said, he's run his race. His course is done. You know, someday we're going to be there.
Yeah.
But right now, we're still cruising along here. But remember that power.
Yeah.
Remember, we're all witnesses. And they don't want to hear a witness out here no more. But like you said back there, right, stand.
Yeah.
Be that witness for the God.
Amen.
For Jesus, what He done for that power.
Amen.
It's worthy of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Someday it's going to be worth it all.
Amen.
It might not look like it here. It's all gloomy out there. But it's going to be worth it all.
Amen.
Bible promises us that.
Amen.
There's a lot of promises in there, Brother Jerry.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand.